ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, welcome back. It's Dr. Daria. As a mom, I've become even more conscious about what I'm putting not only in my own, but in my family's bodies. But it can be really tough to find accurate information about that, which is why I love the Environmental Working Group's Food Scores database. So today I have with us Nika Leiba, the EWG's Deputy Director of Research. She's going to tell us about the database, which looks at everything from ingredients and packaging for both health and environmental impact. Nika, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Daria. I'm so happy to be here.
First off, I just want to talk a little bit about background. You know, what made you be passionate about the EWG's mission and got you started in that work?
You know, I have a background in ecology and environmental health. And then I also have a background in public health. And the two married perfectly to fit with EWG's mission to educate the public about some of the hazards in their environment and how they can reduce their risks from these hazards. So when I saw an opening at EWG, I just thought it was a perfect fit. And, you know, I've been here for 8.5 years, and I still think that it's the perfect fit. So I'm just so happy to be here and so happy to work on these issues and provide consumers with meaningful information about the hazards that they're being exposed to and how they can reduce their exposure.
Mm-hmm. And it's so true. It's meaningful. It's really actionable information like we were talking about earlier. Quickly, can you tell our listeners about the Environmental Working Group and its overall mission?
Sure. EWG is a nonprofit organization. We're based in Washington, D.C., but we also have an office in Ames, Iowa, and one in California as well. And our mission is to, like I said, educate the public about these hazards and about these chemicals of concern that we're being frequently exposed to. But at the same time, we push for policy change. So we also work on the Hill, Capitol Hill, to try and get meaningful reform of all the laws that govern these chemicals and these exposures.
I think that makes a lot of sense because I think a lot of consumers don't realize. I know I kind of assumed that the FDA regulates a lot more than they actually do. And I didn't think that there was still a possibility that there could be various kind of toxic chemicals in our food, in the packaging, in our furniture. And you're saying that that's not the case, which is why the EWG plays their role?
Yes, 100%. And again, one of the reasons that I love the role I have here is because prior to coming here, I thought you could take up any product off the shelf and, you know, some agency would have already made sure that it was safe before I used it. But that's a misconception. The FDA, the EPA, all of these agencies regulate food and personal care products. However, in some cases, the regulations are just so lax that they can't regulate them adequately, and they can't ensure our safety. And so that's where EWG comes in. We provide the added information that consumers need to make better choices. So we feel like we're empowering the consumer, and we're filling the gaps that are left from or lax regulations.
Absolutely, and it's such an important thing to be filling in those gaps. So let's start with what the Food Scores database is. Tell us about it, and what does it cover?
You know, the Food Scores database is one of our newer databases, and we're really excited about it. We released it last year, and at the time of release, it had over 80,000 supermarket products from every aisle of the supermarket.
So it's really comprehensive.
So very comprehensive. From fruits and vegetables to frozen pizzas and ice cream, we covered the entire gamut. And what we did, it took about 3 or 4 years to put it together because we put so much thought into it. We score every product on a 1 to 10 scale. So 1 being the best and 10 being the worst. And again, there are 80,000 or more products in there at this point. That 1 to 10 score is based on 3 factors. So for each product, we've looked at the nutrition. We've looked at if there are any ingredients of concern. And then we've looked at how much the food has been processed. And then we combine those three factors to come up with that overall score that I mentioned previously.
Okay. So how does it work in real life? If, say, I'm going into the store, is there a way that a user can really kind of reference a database?
Oh, easily. So we've thought about all of that because we've had experience with other databases. And not only do we have this really awesome website, but we also have it in app form. So when you're in the store, you can scan the barcode of any product and look at what the product score is. The other really neat function that is in the app and on the database is that if the product that you're looking at scores not as well as you'd want it to score, the database prompts you and shows you better options.
Really? So
yeah.
It's actually something you can very easily use this when you're shopping. You just literally can scan the barcode and it pre-populates the information.
Definitely. So you can do it from the comfort of your home if you want, you know, on your desktop or your laptop or your tablet. But more importantly, and what we find is very important for consumers making decisions, is point of purchase.
Yes.
Decision making.
Exactly.
So
I don't plan that much ahead, so I need to have something that I can do right then and there.
And I mean, truly, how many of us have the time to plan that much ahead?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
why we
have this app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, what are some of the concerning ingredients? And, you know, can you talk about what are some of the great things to buy and some of the things that are not so great on the list?
You know, like I said, there are 80,000 products. So there are quite a number of products in there that, you know, we can say are better and some that are not as good. Luckily, in every single category or in every single aisle we looked at, we can recommend some of the products. So there's never going to be an aisle where all of the products are red.
Okay.
But in general, we looked at some of the ingredients, and unfortunately, there are ingredients that are in our foods today that are associated with cancer and associated with endocrine disruption, for example. So the first two ingredients that I'll mention are nitrates and nitrites.
And those are in things like sausages and deli meats, right?
Cured meats, bacon, all of those processed meats tend to have those two ingredients as preservatives.
And
unfortunately, those two ingredients have been linked to stomach cancer and other cancers. Mm-hmm. And so whenever possible, you know, we would recommend that consumers reduce their exposure to meats that have these ingredients.
So how do you find that? I've tried to find nitrate-free deli meat before. It was actually pretty hard. What do people look for? How can they look for? Or I guess maybe they can just use your app and it'll tell them what to buy?
You know, luckily our app is out there for that. Yeah, so our app would definitely point you, if that's something you're interested in, our app would definitely point you to products in that category, so in the deli meat category, that don't have nitrates and nitrites. And obviously, in general, we would say that there are more things in cured meats that you should probably stay away from, like the high salt and fat.
That's true.
Maybe you should limit deli meats in general, but when you do have a hankering or when you really want it, go for ones without the nitrates and
some healthier ones. Okay. In our last minute, what's the healthier, what's the other second thing you were mentioning that could be dangerous?
Well, like I said, we have a couple. Potassium bromate is another one that is linked to cancer. It's also in bread and crackers. And EWG has done a report on Dirty Dozen list of ingredients and food additives, where your listeners can get an entire list of the ingredients that we think that they should avoid.
Okay. I also know you have the Dirty Dozen for fruits and vegetables as well. I love that list. I always look at that to know which I should be spending my money for organic on and which one's less important. So that's also really great. We're going to take a quick break. All of our listeners, I want you to stay tuned. We're talking to Nika Leiba from the Environmental Working Group. And if you're curious about anything we're talking about, go to ewg.org/food scores database. You can also find a lot of their database on ewg.org. Stay tuned and we'll talk to you soon.